But, Chad Reed, wow, what a night. Before we get to what we need to talk about, dude, last week maybe somebody would be like, ah, it's muddy, you know, Reedy came away with the win, but there's no doubt, man, you handled it.
Yeah, I felt like I carried in, you know, some confidence and a little bit of momentum, and like this week at the track at home, like I really tried to focus on like not just like laps and just trying to figure out like how to go faster or anything like that, you know. How's that? I just red buttoned Ellie for you. She's gonna be so mad.
Especially if she knows it's me.
Especially if she knows you. But like this week I just tried to like, the bike's great, but I need time. Like I need to like figure out like in every situation what it's gonna do. And that's what I did this week. I tried to hit whoops all different. I tried to hit the rough line, the smooth line. Did some jumps, whipped it around a little bit. Just try to find my comfort levels. And I did my personal best lap at the track. And I felt that helped me, like my skill level almost, you know. Like I just, hold on. Hey, babe. So the biggest thing was just trying to find, like, I, you know, it's a half second, you know, it's a half second to a second on my bad nights, and trying to bridge that gap. And I really feel that, like, through practice, I felt like I was a little more aggressive, a little more comfortable. The fact that I was actually second in qualifying, I was, I was on the board. It's always nice to see your number on the board. I love it. I have a love-hate relationship with that board out there. It was great. And then got a good start in the heat. And then I was kind of frustrated in the heat because there really wasn't anything that I could do with Trey, you know. Like, I felt that I was faster than Trey, but I couldn't, without just totally blowing him out.
Right.
Do you really want to blow someone out for a heat race win?
Right.
I mean, they're good, but then...
Especially now you don't get $7,000 anymore.
Exactly. So... I just kind of bit my tongue on that one a little bit and actually changed front tires. He went a little different direction with the front tire for the main, and I felt that was better. I felt that was kind of, you know, like when James made that big mistake by the mechanics area there, you know, like that was kind of what I was feeling in my heat, and then I kind of tried to get away from that, and I felt like I was a little stronger than him in that area, so... I think it was positive.
And the main event, he sprinted away from you first couple laps, and then what'd you do, or what'd you happen to make you catch him and reel him in and pass him?
I just tried to, James is so talented, and he has so much speed that you got to try to, you know, just try to stick with him, try to stick a wheel in, try to break his rhythm a little bit. And on the parade lap, you know, we didn't triple out of the turn in the back. After the tables all night long until the heat race, and actually I was the first one to kind of do that, and mainly because the Dirtworks guy kind of worked the outside of it and allowed us to do it. But on the parade lap, you know, the lights guys were always going inside, so all the dirt and the loose stuff kind of got pushed wide, so it was kind of nasty out there, and I didn't really feel that was going to be the race line. The first lap James didn't go there excuse me, second lap he did, and I just tried to drive it in there, you know,
and he got by, snuck by.
He kind of snuck by, he pulled it off, and then I don't know if it was that lap or the next lap that he actually made, I think it was the next lap that he made the mistake at the end of that section, and I was able to get by, and I felt comfortable out there, actually, to be honest with you, and that's a good thing. I felt kind of like I could really settle in, and in some of my lines, you know, I just try to free it up, try to, you know, charge, and the whoops were pretty gnarly, like they were actually pretty sketchy, and I felt like I was pretty aggressive in them, and like never really had any close calls or anything like that. I could hear the crowd, so I would imagine that James was having some side to side action, which is pretty normal for him. Overall I felt like the race was going really well.
What about the blows thing? I know there was some heated, team manager didn't like that. What'd you think of it? I didn't really see it.
I mean, the blows thing was totally my fault, to be honest with you. You know, the thing is like, the whoops were pretty gnarly, and I mean, we were going fast. I felt like we were going pretty fast through those things for how sketchy they were. I had to commit, you know. I mean, I think it was like three laps to go.
You built up a nice cushion.
I had built up a nice cushion, and I felt that I was just still trying to go, just maintain that. I hold butt into the whoops, and I just found myself in a position where I was committed to the speed, and like if you backed out of the whoops, there was like odd shaped ones, so it kind of kicked you and kind of. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw Metcalf's crash.
No, in but the art set, or somebody told
so
me.
So you had to be really careful of that. So you really had to stay committed. So the biggest thing was is basically just I was, you know, hauling butt through there and just found myself on the left side.
Right.
And you know, Blos was right on the right side, and he actually was cool. He tried to move all the way.
That's what he said.
You know, like he was trying to get out of the way.
Yeah.
And I was committed to that line, you know, I couldn't get out of it.
Right. So now we fast forward to the incident coming in for the finish. Talk about that.
I'm going to say something to him right now. I think the biggest thing was is, you know, he made an aggressive pass on me. I mean, obviously, that the Blos move kind of like it jacked me, you know. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't mad at him at all. Like, it was totally my fault. And
that's good because he was really bumming.
Yeah, so hopefully, you know, I mean, at least for me, from my point of view, I wasn't bummed on him at all. You always want those guys to get out of their way, but I mean, gosh, he actually had a pretty good distance, and then I just came through there and found myself in the wrong place at the wrong time.
So James' aggressive move.
Yeah, so James, he was actually his teammate was in the turn, and I was kind of in a position where I had to try to turn on the inside of Regal, and I was a little bit vulnerable because I couldn't, you know, like you want to maintain race pace to try to keep the pace going, not jack yourself. So I kind of found myself in a vulnerable position, and James took advantage of it, and I would have done the same, you know.
Right.
It was, I felt like it was fair game. It was aggressive. I mean, the thing that James gives you an option, you know, like when the difference between dirty and aggressive is he comes in there and gives you that one option where you're either going to be blown off the end of the berm or you can get out of it, let him go by. So basically I had to choose option B and get out of it, let him go by.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the white flag and then I just tried to stay really close to him. And
were you thinking the whole time that that would be your corner?
Yeah, I mean, I knew that that was really the only, it was the only corner left to do something, you know. It was just same thing. When you're leading, you're vulnerable. I mean, it was a one-line racetrack that created. It was basically he had to kind of sweep wide to get a good drive through the whoops. Mm-hmm. So then he had to, you know, leave the inside open. So I drove it in there, and I tried to give him the option that he gives you. You know, like basically get in there, and I kind of like, you know, I didn't go up in there and make contact. I just kind of went in there, and then I was starting to make the turn, and basically I tried to give him the option, like, let me by, or do what you've kind of, you know, do what you've done in the past, and unfortunately just kind of mow us both down, and we end up on the ground. So, it's such a catch-22 thing. I think his fans and his people are going to feel that I came in there and tried to blow him out, and I think, you know, for me and where I was, I came in there, I gave him the option to back out of it, and he didn't back out of it. So we both ended up on the ground, and he had the advantage of being the guy on top and, you know, stood on me, which, hey,
yeah,
you know, fair game. I would have done the same thing to him. I would have leant on him and did all that too. So,
my ace photographer here said there was a little bit of headbutting even between you two.
Yeah, I think there was a
purpose, but
I don't know. Yeah, there was a bit of everything going on. I think we were, you know, I mean, it's like I said, I mean, God, there's so much on at stake, and I want to win. I don't care. I'll do it again next week. You know, just I don't want to be the guy that's been a pussy like I have in the past and let these guys ride all over me. You know, I need to be faster. I need to put myself in positions like I did tonight. And I need to take advantage of it. And if it takes, you know, making a passes like that, you got to do it. You know, it's. I'm ready. I'm ready to take that next step. I want to be a champion. So let's try to do it this year.
So you got third. Villopoto was gifted one. Dungy, you know, good. But does it feel like a third, or does it feel like a win? I mean, you know, in the sense that, like, you know, like, you beat the other four guys straight up for 19 and a half laps. You come away happy.
I'm happy in the fact that I was on the podium, and and that I felt that I learned a lot tonight, and I felt that I rode pretty strong. No third makes you feel like you just won, but I felt like it was a solid night for me. You know, I've had some pretty disappointing finishes, you know, like led a lot of laps in Atlanta and then just being totally blown out by Carmichael and smoked at the end. Where tonight I felt really strong, you know, like I made that one mistake with Blos. But other than that, I really felt that I was riding in control. I was smooth. I was trying to be patient and let it come. So I think I was in position to win and win a fair and square race. You know, I think last week it was the first one. You know, I felt that I rode really strong. I mean, James was there the whole time. You know, Villopoto crashed, so that kind of sucked. But I mean, there was a lot of guys in there. You know, you all had the same option and the same responsibility of trying to get through the first turn and try to get for the first lap. You know, clear. So the only thing I'm bummed on James is after that, he was so concerned and so mad or whatever it was that he just kept looking at me and just trying to cut over on me in the air. He's just trying to, like, and I don't know if he didn't know that Dungey was that close.
I don't know.
But, I mean,
if this thing comes down to 4 points, he cost himself four points.
Honestly, he cost himself 4 points tonight. And I've lost championships by that.
He had a second.
He had an easy second. He had enough time on me where I didn't have enough room. And at that point, we'd be both being on the ground. You know, I don't know if there was really any more racetrack to, you know, to put myself in a position to even make a pass back. I knew Dungey was right there, so I was obviously trying to ride forward and try to whatever. So I'm disappointed in that because I feel that, you know, you got to move forward and you can't act on frustration or whatever it is, you know. And I just feel that he kind of made a silly mistake right there that may come back and bite him at some point. And I think you know, for me, I got third. I was going to end up third anyway.
Yeah.
So the fact that I was actually, you know, before the finish line, I was in fourth. And Dungey rode right around the outside. So that was disappointing. I'm just like, God, what are you doing, dude? You know, so I was pretty bummed on that.
What did he say to you afterwards?
Nothing. I tried to stop and I tried to talk to him, but he didn't want to talk. So I'm a little emotional that I think our relationship was doing so well. And
that's what I was getting to.
I think now it's, I don't know, I think we've taken a couple of steps back. So that's a bit emotional about
it. Soon it's going to be a hand on the neck.
Yeah. No, I'm not allowed to do that. I guess you get in trouble. The AMA or the FIM doesn't like you doing that. So honestly, you know, like no cheap shots. I do respect him and I wanted to talk to him. And while we're doing this, he walked by, but I wanted to
really got a good scoop.
Yeah, you could have got the scoop. I don't think he'd talk to you, but anyway, honestly, I don't want it to be something that carries on because I mean, tonight I think we were the two fastest guys, and we should have been one and two. You know, we were fighting for it. We both ended up on the ground. And we ended up 3 and 4. And we can't do that, you know. Like, if you're going to do that all year long, you're going to let these two Ryans in the mix. And they're going to, you know, I mean, Villopoto got 5 points on me tonight and 7 on him. So it's not ideal situation, you know. So
Villopoto said he planned that whole time. He said it worked perfectly.
Yeah, yeah. He had a plan the whole time. History repeats itself quite often, I guess. But, I mean, you know, it just sucks. Like I said, I think Ryan was riding really well. I never saw Dungey all night long, so I didn't even know where he was. But I did see Villopoto, and, you know, I think he was I wouldn't say a distant third, but he wasn't going to, you know, there was no catching up. The track wasn't going to allow it, and I think our pace was good as well. So disappointing. You know, congrats to all the other guys. But, move on to Daytona, which I love Daytona. Yeah. So see what we can do.
Right on. Thanks, man.
Cheers. Thanks.